Oh, you have got, you, look at you getting ready for the big event tomorrow.
Ooh, you know, if there's one thing I like, it's an event, but what event am I getting ready for?
Well, you know, tomorrow, it's, oh, I'm sorry, there was something that made a loud noise outside the recording studio here. Ooh.
Huh? Well, that's better than the loud noises that usually come from inside the studio.
Yes. Well, yeah. Tomorrow, you know, tomorrow is when we celebrate Crema in July.
Oh, yeah. You know, I did know that. Y'all, my Facebook memories told me that. So,
happy eggnog, I guess.
Well,
I you know, doesn't the jar like eggnog? Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
you
on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 24th of July, 2023, in the Mr. Bader Got Sunburned year of Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Bader. Spell it, Noah.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I can't sleep, I'm so burned, can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Bader, and today, as always, I'm joined by the lovely, your friend and mine, it's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi!
Hi, Big Fatty!
Hi, I put the fat in,
fat.
Well,
yeah,
no, really. Actually, everybody puts the fat into this show.
Right, well, that's true. How's it going,
speaking of fat!
Yes!
You had a fat weekend.
Ooh, y'all, I did. Y'all, let's just get right to it. The week was a pretty terrible week. And y'all, last week, and it got busier as the week went on. Y'all, you know, I had the jury duty.
Yes.
Did we talk about, did we record after that, or did we record?
No.
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 Yeah, okay.
Prior.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I am always happy. I'm happy to do my civic duty, but I was dreading it. I'm not kidding. Okay. But y'all, it was a well-oiled.
He's not kidding. He's not kidding.
Not at all. This, it is a podcast, a comedy podcast. But, yes. But y'all, the jury duty was a well-oiled machine. Well-oiled. Everything went super smooth, and then we sat for 5 hours. Yep, basically, y'all, basically. But it's the Charlestons, so of course there are people I know that were there. Can you hear me?
But you turn yourself down a lot.
Well, there's, for some reason, it's either way too loud or way too soft. So y'all, sorry about that. We're gonna keep hoisting.
You know, this reminds me of The Mix.
Well, if we do aspire to have the same audio quality as those fine folks over there. That looks like I'm recording now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very much like The Mix.
Oh, it's hard to, yeah, there's no in between. There's no in between, y'all. But walked in to, got there way too early. And of course, they said, Mr. Bader, you cannot come in yet.
No.
So told me I couldn't come in. It was too early. And so, but eventually they did let us in. And so y'all got up there and got signed in and everything. They were very appreciative that I had done everything correctly. And so did that. And y'all, the judge was great. He was hilariously funny. But y'all, they did not want me on a jury.
Did he put the Larry in hilarious?
Y'all, his name was Larry. as was one of the defendants. It kept throwing me off the whole day. But did that. And they did not choose me. They did not choose me. I was far too old to be chosen. They did not want old people. So,
and the fact that you wore the T-shirt that says they're guilty.
Yeah, basically, y'all, I took a book to throw at them. I did. I was ready to go. But y'all, they decided that that I was not a good fit for the jury. And I honestly can't disagree. And so got out of there and they released us for the week. So that was good news.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very laid back and it was, the people who did get chosen, I don't think the cases ever went to trial. So, I think they did settle, but, it was armed robbery.
Ooh.
Yeah. Armed robbery, two armed robbery cases.
I bet those people miss those arms.
Right. Well, y'all, and you're saying, but Mr. Bader, how do you know it didn't go to trial? Y'all, I was in the gym Thursday afternoon, and one of them walked past me.
And so, you saw the defendant.
Yeah. So I guess he didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
It's pretty safe assumption, because there was no way the trial was going to last too long. But but anyway, y'all did that, and then the rest of the week was okay, but it was rough. And so I talked to the jar, and we agreed we will just get in the jalopy and leave on Thursday afternoon. So took Thursday afternoon off work, so did he, and then we were out the door. And my audio has changed again. Okay, I don't know what's going on over here, y'all. So we're just going to pause this for a second.
We're going to call it the mix effect.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We're back after some testing there.
Ooh. Y'all, there was so much testing. I couldn't believe it. Well, y'all, you missed it.
You did, because we did not record it. But anyway, y'all, the jar and I got in the Picklemobile and off to the Titusville, Florida. Good Lord, I can't even talk. For the Bears and the Buff on Thursday.
I didn't know Buff was there.
Oh, Buff was there. Trust me. And y'all, we had an absolutely lovely time, but we decided to drive all the way. Y'all, we had to stop at the Buc-ee's, and we had to stop for something else.
Did you stop at both of them?
No, we only stopped at one on the way down and one on the way back. But y'all, we were so exhausted. We finally got there at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my Lord.
And y'all, it was exactly what you would, we were going to stay at the Host Hotel, because I said, well, surely they'll have a room available, because the whole thing is booked for Friday and Saturday. But y'all, they were having none of it. So we ended up staying across the street at the Bates Motel.
Oh, how's Norman doing?
He's checking you in. He's
okay.
He's checking you in. And y'all got up the next morning and went and had some breakfast or lunch or whatever. Did a little shopping, because you need a little.
Well, you got to do shopping,
right? And then went to check in. And y'all, we had a blast. We met some new friends. Did the pool party on Friday, and had a good time. And, we put on our skimpy swimming pants, because that's what the Bears do. And had a good time. And y'all, on Saturday.
Now, did you wear a one or a two piece?
Oh, it was a one piece.
Okay.
Saturday we got up, y'all, everybody kept telling us, you need to be at the beach by 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, I don't know how well you all know Mr. Vader, but there's one 5:30. No, there's one 5:30 in my day. Y'all, on Friday night, the Jar and I were so tired, we were asleep by 10:15, 10:20 p.m.
Oh, so you're up late.
Yeah. So in theory, we could have done it. But y'all, we woke up at 9 a.m. the next morning. And y'all, we went downstairs, had a little breakfast. Because, you know, it's the complimentary Holiday Inn breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. Well. Did they have the waffle machine or the pancake machine?
No, they actually, you could either order from a menu or they had a buffet. And so y'all, the staff at that hotel, y'all, we made their weeks. We probably made their summers because everyone was in a good mood, you know, and whatever. And y'all, they knew that they were going to get tipped big, that they were going to get whatever. So they were falling all over themselves, to help us.
Well, you know, a fat person with food is going to get tipped well.
Correct. Correct. Y'all, so we left for the beach about 10 a.m. in the morning.
Mm.
And turns out we probably should have been there at 6 a.m.
Okay.
So, y'all, we circled and started. The Jar got so mad. He was driving.
Uh-oh. And
he was telling me to look.
Mad as a snake.
So there were different parking lots, but we needed to be in number 13 because that's the nude beach, which is where the event was. Mm. Or 12, which was a pretty quick walk. Well, y'all, there was nothing past 9, and 9 was about a mile and a half, so that wasn't going to happen. Mm. And the Jar was having me look to see if people were getting in their cars, you know, as he was driving through the parking areas. Mm-hmm. Y'all, he was so pissed off. He was driving like 40 miles an hour.
Mad as a snake.
I was like, you're going to have to slow down because I cannot even. I was like, I'm getting car sick over here trying to look. Anyway, y'all, we left and went to a brewery, had a couple of drinks and laughed and caught up. Y'all, the Jar and I, we saw each other a lot over the weekend, but we honestly hadn't seen each other much in about a week and a half. So, right. You know, we laughed and we joked and that made everything better. And then we went back to the beach. And y'all, we got a prime parking spot. And what? And they were like, well, y'all are certainly on gay time. Did that. And then, I didn't realize my camera wasn't on.
Y'all, I've been sitting here looking at a blank screen. And now Vader is there.
Uh-huh.
Could you go back to the blank screen, please?
Right. Okay. But y'all, the Jar didn't think I was going to get in the water. I'm not sure. And we got there. And y'all, I said, Jar, I put on the good sunscreen on my face. Now, my face, you can tell I got a little sun, but like...
Oh, you got a little color.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was on the beach. I was in the water for 4.5 hours.
Ooh.
So that's pretty good, right? You know, what's my face and everything.
Yeah.
My back looks like the shirt that Big Fatty has on right now.
Oh.
Now, you're probably saying, well, did you not put sunscreen on your back? Y'all, I left the Jar in charge of that. So I'm just kidding. Y'all, I'm giving him a hard time because, y'all, I am burned. And you can see where I stopped with the sunscreen and where he started. Bless his heart.
So you're basically Lieutenant Lobster.
Basically. But, y'all, we were frolicking in the waves with no pants on. It was very, well, it makes some of you vomit.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You actually took your pants off?
I did. Everyone did. Y'all, I got to see a whole lot of meat and potatoes. Let me tell you.
You probably felt like you were in a good Goodyear store with all the spare tires there.
Right. Well, that too. But y'all, we were in the water, and I was like, I am not going to just stand here and talk to you for 4 hours. Not that I don't want to, but y'all, we came to meet people, and we had a little trouble with that on Friday. So I was like, I'm about to... you know, flip my way up to someone over here that we saw that we chatted with last night. So I didn't. Y'all, we ended up making friends with the whole group. Had a blast, made some new friends, and laughed and joked. And this hot little thing came over, and he was just flirting with me. He's a little muscly thing. And he's like, I like daddies. And that kind of wasn't so sexy, but whatever. Anyway, y'all, we left the beach and had dinner. Y'all, we went with some of our friends to the Cracker Pot. For dinner.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Out of the hotel.
Did you have the chicken and dumplings?
Someone at the table did, but okay. I did not. Y'all, I had the Sunday chicken, the Sunday fried chicken on Saturday. And
of course.
Y'all, the next event, they canceled the pool party because, one, people were bone weary, and two, it was raining and lightning. So, yeah.
Well, okay.
But
sounds like a wise decision.
Yeah. So they moved the late night party up, and y'all, it was called the Jocks and Glow Party.
Mm.
And I wasn't really sure what to expect, but everyone told us, like, oh, you need to wear your inappropriate pants, your inappropriate underpants, and, you know, that's it. But there'll be a clothes check. So, y'all, this is in the Holiday Inn ballroom.
Right. Right. Now, was there a first Baptist Church choir reunion going on? Or was there a wedding reception going on?
Luckily, no. They had rented the whole hotel. The whole hotel was blocked for the group. So it was a good crowd. But y'all, there were two gotchas with this. One was what I suspected was, y'all, there have been a lot of fat people up since very early and out on the beach in the sun. I'm not sure how many of them are going to still be awake at 9 p.m. because I barely am. And two, I don't know about all this. So, y'all, we went down first and just took a look and realized that, we are very much overdressed. So then we went back, and I kid you not, it's the quote of the weekend. I'm telling on you, the jar says to me, I'm a little self-conscious wearing this. They're all going to see my butt. There's two reasons that's funny. One is because, and mostly, he was bare-ass naked at the beach laying on the sand for 4 hours.
Had he fouled himself? And
no, but I was like, they've all seen you naked, so why are you worried about them seeing your buttocks? Two, we hadn't been there more than 10 minutes when the MC, who was no big fatty, let me tell you, decided to have the best butt contest. And I was like, I should go tell the jar he should enter, because I was talking to other people. Yeah, I didn't have to tell him. He was pushing his way through the crowd to get up on the stage. So,
well, maybe he was afraid that not enough people would see his butt.
Right. Maybe that's it. So, y'all, he did not win, though everyone kept telling him it was rigged as they walked by. And I couldn't see because I was so far back, so I just
Did they win a basket of peaches?
Y'all, they won Jell-O shots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, they had a 50-50 raffle, which we did not know was a thing somehow. And because we never heard about it, but apparently it had happened at the Drag Queen Bingo, but y'all, it was sold out months ago, so we didn't have tickets. But y'all, one of the prizes, and it was not a 50-50 raffle, number one, because there was no cash involved. But y'all, one of the prizes was a week-long trip to Ecuador. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, why did no one tell me that there was a 50-50 raffle? But y'all, there were some other prizes too that were pretty good. Although, ironically, one of them was a gift certificate to the hotel restaurant on Saturday night at midnight.
Oh, perfect.
So, okay. But anyway, it was a great time. Y'all, it was so, so nice to be around good people. But you know, y'all, Big Fatty says, be kind. And
it's true.
Y'all, it was, and there are some people there were a lot of people we met that I don't want to be BFF with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was kind.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone was having a great time because the demographic skewed a lot older than they had in the past for some reason, and no one understood it. But, you know, whatever. But y'all, it was a great time. Headed back Sunday. Y'all, we did stop at the Buc-ee's, although it was so crowded we didn't stay more.
Y'all, I got a call from the pump.
From the gas pump. The jar was pumping the gas.
Right.
Did that. But y'all, we got about to South Carolina. And then,
I know what you're going to say.
Then this happened. y'all, I'm in the passenger seat screaming, hydroplane, hydroplane, y'all. The weather app says it rained 0.35 of an inch at my house. However, the actual forecast says 4.6 inches, or the actual measurement was over 4.5 inches.
Y'all, what I saw was 6.5 inches.
Oh, at your house, yes.
In Park Circle.
Yeah. Over your way, it was even worse. Yeah, we were, it was like in a horseshoe shape, and we were on the edge of the inside of the horseshoe, I think. And we got 4.5 inches. Y'all, it started that shit about 90 miles from home. And I watched on the GPS in the car, y'all, it went from like, you know, hour and 10 minutes to the Vader family compound to 2.5 hours instantly because the roads were flooded and blah, 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 blah. Now it wasn't that bad by the time we got back. We got through the worst of it, but holy moly, it was bad. So,
it's at least here, it started raining and it was absolute, you know, gully washer. And it wasn't moving.
Right. And it didn't.
It just sat here.
It still
and it
was
just
raining.
Kept going.
10:30 last night. It was brutal. But y'all, the Vader family compound didn't flood. So because I was getting a little nervous about everything. But,
how about your underpants? Did they flood?
Oh, y'all, sitting next to me are so many pairs of underpants. The laundry basket is overflowing.
Oh.
But y'all.
As were your, as was your colon.
Oh, that too. But.
Okay.
Y'all.
Yeah.
There was a song that was played on Saturday night. And y'all. The jar, you know, the DJ was playing the anthems for everybody to dance to. And y'all, dancing is something to see. And this song comes on, and y'all, we're all just singing. Everyone's singing at the top of their lungs. The jar is just dancing and smiling. Y'all, I don't know. I think a dummy might have been involved.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see
and,
is
you know, everyone's doing the Madonna walking out on the balcony in Evita. If we have some uneducated folks here. Big Fatty's doing it. And the jar leans into me and says, "What is this?"
Bless his heart. The young'uns, but at least he wanted to know.
He did. He said, "Can we watch the movie?" And I said, "No, absolutely not. It's brutal. It's like 4 hours of torture." But y'all, let's just have a little refrain for a second.
Let's do.
So that was funny, y'all. They also played a song from Pippin. What is it? Things to do. It's the one that Tim Russ sings. Magic to Make. They played Magic to Make from Pippin, but a dance remix of it, y'all. The jar just smiled and danced. He did. And I just looked at him and said, "You have no idea, do you?" And he's like, "Not a clue." So... and then the Broadway queens, you know, moved up to the front, and
of course
they were having y'all. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Did anyone have a hook?
Not well.
I'm sure there was a food hook or two.
Yes, there are a lot of food hooks, y'all. People were using canes as food hooks, and I kid you not. There were Oreos everywhere. And everyone was very offended that the jar nor I eat Oreos because we both just really don't eat that much sugar. But Yeah. So, but y'all,
but they
got
stopped at Bucky's and got beaver nuggets.
But I gave them away except for one bag. But y'all, because Big Fatty didn't want any. But y'all went. I had to go to the El Dentisto this morning. And
oh,
I was, not,
was it at Tooth Hurdy?
No, it was at 10:30.
By the way,
it was really 11.
By the way, Dr. Stone recently had to go to El Dentisto. He had a 3:30 appointment, and they called and they moved him up.
Oh,
to Tooth Hurdy.
Yeah, I talked to Doc Stone today. I think he got mad at me, but y'all, I got praised for my flossing. She said, oh, Mr. Vader, you are doing so good. You're not going to have to go to the periodontist. And I said,
did you get to go to the treasure chest and pull out a secret decoder ring or something?
Where is it? Yeah, my hygienist is hilariously straight. But she did give me a little goodie bag. So, y'all, she's trying to sell me on elastic floss. And I just won't give in.
What?
Yeah, it's like it's stretchy floss. And I just won't give in because you got to buy it on Amazon and it's very expensive. And I'm just like, I'm like, Miss Girl, I love dental hygiene, but no. So.
Right.
But y'all, we're about out of time, but let's. Oh, and the leaf blower's almost a Big Fatty. So let's go ahead and do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I do the hard part. I tell you if they're dead or alive.
Yep.
And then, of course, I amaze you with my knowledge of who they are. And
absolutely.
I do sometimes get Patti LuPone and Patti LaBelle confused, but yeah, I'm ready.
Well,
let's do this.
Speaking of LaBelle, y'all, it's Bella Abzug.
Bella Abzug is alive. Yeah, Bella Abzug was one of the finalists on like the 2011 American Idol, somewhere right in
Bella
there.
Abzug, finalist on American Idol. Bella Abzug dead. Died in 1998, and she was an American politician and feminist and activist. Mm. Bella Abzug, how about that?
How about it?
Mm. All right. How about Mark Goddard?
Mark Goddard is an actor. Y'all, he was just in that show Jury Duty, which I watched before I had Jury Duty, and he's alive.
Yes, he is indeed alive, and he played Don West on the original Lost in Space.
Okay.
You know, with June Lockhart and
never seen it.
Dr. Smith. Oh, the pain, the pain. All right, Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy, I believe, is dead as a doornail. Y'all, Ruth Buzzy, she was the inspiration for the movie A League of Their Own. She was a baseball player back in the 1930s, 40s.
Ruth Buzzy is alive, and she was a comedian, and she was on Laugh-In'. She was the old woman that hit Artie Johnson with the purse because he was, excuse me. Carol Campbell.
Carol Campbell. Y'all, he's alive. He's got just a little bit left in him to ruin South Carolina a little bit more. Y'all, he's a past governor of the South Carolina.
He is indeed a past governor of South Carolina. Died in 2005.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Well, he's still ruining
Have we got time for one more?
No, but go for it. We'll make time. Yeah.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter is alive, y'all. She, you best know her as... Wonder Woman!
Wonder Woman!
Yeah. Linda Carter. And also, wasn't she, wasn't that her on Dallas? Wasn't that her? Was that Linda Carter? I don't even remember.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh!
Oh! No, that was Sue Ann Ewing.
Right. But, yeah, for some reason I thought that was Linda Carter, but...
No! Lord have mercy. So, 5 months. 5 months till Crema. Didn't the jar mention something like a sling or something that he wanted for Christmas?
Ooh. Y'all, the jar the jar would very much like a sling for Christmas. Trust me.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. There was one available this weekend, but he did not choose to partake.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
You know. What can I say?
Yeah.
Probably, you know, you have to be careful. You know, there are... Some slings are more heavy duty than others, and I mean, I'm not talking about the jar. It's just some people are, you're guaranteed to just bend a sling.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know,
but if you don't bend it, can you just imagine trying to get out of it?
Get
in it.
I was about to say that is something that will end up on the TikTok. I can assure you.
Oh,
trending.